What up, everybody? This is your Royal Ratchetness, Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat. And just want to tell y'all again, this is going to be our second installment to the Tribute of Voodoo episodes. This might be the last one. I'm not sure. It takes a lot out of me to make these episodes. And I don't know. We'll see if I have another one in me, because it just takes a lot to do these. But with that being said, man, hopefully you guys are enjoying them. And you guys remember him. You guys have your own fond memories. And we'd actually appreciate that if you guys could write in, send video, voice notes, whatever, and let us know your favorite voodoo memory as we get closer to the anniversary. So with that being said, y'all, hope you guys are doing good. Remember, the brotherhood is strong. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Please do not attempt to use three-way call on a call forwarding during this call. Your call will be disconnected. Where the fuck is Mo at?
Nah, yeah. I mean, I went to get a massage. What was it, Friday? And I think it made shit worse. I'm not even gonna lie.
Fuck. It made it worse.
Yeah.
Man, I don't like this shit.
She fucking, I don't know. So she had told me she had three massages before, and she was, when I walked in, she's like, she was talking to herself. She's like, you just got, you know, an hour left, this and that. You can get through this, this and that. I was like, yo, like, if we need to reschedule, we can reschedule. She's like, no, I got you. She's like, I'm good. And it's like, you know, when you transfer energy with people,
mm-hmm.
I could feel her energy. Like, I could feel where she was tense.
Oh, okay. So you feel like it was worse than what it helped you.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday I was in the gym, and she had massaged out my forearms, and then I forgot where I had pressed, but from here, I was on the elliptical and I had rested my arm on the little handle and it's shot a pain down to my elbow. So I touched it. It was like tender. I was like, yo, what the fuck she do? So I'm out here pulling it, you know, trying to do whatever I could. I was like, paid $100. It's all good. Yo, that topic that I'm gonna bring up, that shit had me heated that other day.
Oh, from the broad you were talking to? It was just some random broad, or who was this?
This was a broad that was trying to actually talk to me.
Oh, that actually kicking with you?
Yeah. We're on the phone and she started laughing. I was like, fuck is wrong with you? So she started telling me what I told y'all, whatever, and I'll bring that up on the podcast. That was Then you have people, I don't know if you saw Antonio Brown had faked his vaccination card.
Yeah.
People trying to make it a race thing between him and Aaron Rodgers.
That's the go-to. That's the go-to for a lot of people.
I was like, yo, that has nothing to do with race. And they're like, oh, Aaron Rodgers should have been, you know, what's it called?
Suspended.
Suspended for three games, two and this and then. I was like, no, everybody knew Aaron Rodgers wasn't vaccinated. I was like, he broke the rules when he went to a party. Right. Not allowed to go to a party. I was like, if you actually read through the rule book, I was like, there's rules for people that are vaccinated. Stipulations
of people who were actively playing and whatnot.
Yeah. I was like, now,
oh, my bad, Fiona, bro. My bad.
You're good. I was like, faking a vaccination card, that's a federal crime. I was like, mm-hmm. Under two different people.
Everybody feels the way they're going to feel, and you know what I'm saying? They feel like they have the right to chime in and shit. Like I said, as long as you it's like this. Like I told you the other day, I was talking to my homeboy, and he was like, man, he was getting a job over at Chrysler, and he mm-hmm. was like, that he's got to go get drug tested. He's like, I don't know why they drug tested me and shit. Weed is legal. I'm like, bro, y'all kill me with this shit, because yes, weed is beginning to become legal and more normalized and decriminalized. Okay. So aside from legal, it needs to be decriminalized, number one. I said, mm-hmm. but more so over, when you keep talking about shit like this, and this is where it relates to what you're saying. I said, you're talking about a private business. Okay. Chrysler mm-hmm. is not a public forum. So yeah, it may be considered legal in the state. But that doesn't mean that the private business has to allow you to be able to be under the influence. You know, that's the same thing. Like I say, shit, drinking and smoking is legal. You can smoke mm-hmm. cigarettes and drink beer and drink it with all the liquor you want to your heart's content, but you can't do it at the job.
Exactly.
So yeah, weed is legal, but motherfucker, they still want to make sure you got no weed in your system when you come to work.
Exactly, because when I had this argument here on a local page, some dude was like, "Oh well, you know, alcohol is legal, and I don't see why weed." I was like, "You don't understand." I was like, "Weed hits everybody's body differently." Mm-hmm. I was like, "It hasn't been studied enough to the point where you can figure out how long it actually takes to get out of your system." I was like, "For me, I was like, it may take weed, you know, fucking 3-4 months for it to get out of my system because I'm so saturated with it." Yeah. I was like, "Whereas you, that you're not a smoker, you're not a user, it may take you 24 hours and it's out of your system as long as you're moving again."
Yeah, see, I was like with you and I, because I'm not a regular smoker, so I'll burn it out quick as shit.
Oh yeah, within 24 hours, it'd be out of your system. Yeah. With me, fuck, I just had an edible yesterday. That shit may take a month to get out of my system.
Yeah, that's because you're daily consumption. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I said that, but even more so over the net. On top of that, it's still the effects. Weed affects people differently. Some people get goofy, some get paranoid, some get laid back, some get sleepy. And it depends on the strain, the quantity, the amount, the dosage. Did you use a bong? Did you use a fucking bowl? Did you use a blunt? Did you use a wrap? Was it a joint? Was it a pinner?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, and all this different shit, it affects you differently. Whether you smoked it from a backyard made bong out of an apple, or a $300 bong made from handcrafted glass, the smoke is going to be different. You know what I'm saying?
Liquor was used at one point in time as medicinal back in the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, matter of fact, I think I still have a prescription that I found where during, like, when I used to do like currency stuff, there was a prescription that I found for like $200. I had to have it. And it was a prescription for whiskey. And that's whenever liquor was prohibited and you had to go to an actual pharmacist and a doctor to get it prescribed to you. So having one of those prescriptions is just, you know, it's like a vintage type thing. But
it's just something cool and nostalgic to have.
Yeah, with weed, it's still so brand new and there's so many fucking strains and people keep on fucking with it to the point where people have yet to come to an understanding of how it's going to affect you.
Right.
You know, and I mean, even like that, for example, you know, a normal strain that I have on a day-to-day basis, same company, one day I smoked it and I felt like I was gonna die. Like I could feel my fucking breath, you know, kind of like being off or whatever. And then at one point in time I stopped breathing. I called my buddy. I was like, "Yo, what the fuck is going on?" He's like, "Yo, bring me a joint." He smoked it. He's like, "Oh fuck." He's like, "You can still taste the pesticides. They wash it out properly."
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So if you run into shit like that while on the job, you're sweating and shit like you know, and it can't be covered yet by big insurance yet.
Right.
Whereas, you know, I mean, private companies have already fucking taken care of certain situations like that. But even if you, for example, if you get into an accident, they're going to ask you,
right,
was alcohol in your system?
Yep.
They may even fucking do a BAC at that point in time.
There was I just saw this video the other day. I thought it was badass. I should have fucking saved it. But this cop had wrecked his cruiser. And, you know, per department, which is standard in all departments, when you wreck a cruiser, it's part of the job. You know, got into an accident or whatever. You got to go and take a fucking toxicology. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just standard procedure. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And it's being recorded on the body cam because, you know, they're rolling, you know?
Yeah.
And the commanding lieutenant is like, what do you mean you're not going to do it? And he's like, no, I'm just not. I'm done. I'm going to go home. He's like, bro, going home is not an option. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we have to go and you have to get this blood drawn. He's no. He's like, bro, he's like, are you drunk? Are you okay? Are you
nigga
okay
thought right that now? He was above the law. Like,
right. And so he asked him honestly. He goes, listen, he goes, I'm asking you honestly, because one, I don't want you to get in trouble. But two, more so over, are you honestly okay? Are you under the influence right now? Yes or no? Be honest with me. You know, and of course, he's not under arrest. He's asking as a friend to a friend, coworker to coworker, like, bro, are you fucked up right now? Yes or no? Because you just fucked up. This cruiser's wrecked. You demolished it. This is not, no, we can cover this up. It has to be documented. But we can test you tomorrow if we need to. Are you drunk or not? He got an attitude, fought the guy, ended up now he got arrested and brought up on charges and everything. Like, bro, like, he was, but you can tell his demeanor. He was fucked up. He was on whether he was on a pill.
He thought he had the same fucking rights as like a normal civilian, where a civilian says, "I'm not gonna, you know, you're not gonna test me."
Ryan, he's like, "That's not how this works. That's not how this works right here. This is not what we're doing here."
I had a soldier do that,
right? Like, but he was trying to be cool with him and talk to him, like, "Bro, like, no, I'm asking honestly, are you okay right now or not? You tell me." And that's when he got defensive, and he was like, "All right, well, this is the world. Now we're in a different lane." You sped up, so now we're over here now.
Yep. No. Oh. I told one of my soldiers that. I was like, "Hey, man," because he had called me. He's like, "What do I do? I'm drunk." I was like, don't do shit. Don't do the sobriety test. Don't walk, nothing like that. He's like, "So what are they going to do?" I was like, "They're going to handcuff your ass and take you to the fucking county." I was like, "The alcohol should be out of your system." I was like, "By the time, you know, the judge comes in," I was like,
yep,
"so
do everything you can. Delay the process. Okay, so check this out. The video we were talking about the other day with the man who got shot on his property trying to get his son.
Yes.
Okay, so here's an update on it, because I've been trying to follow up on it, okay? Mm-hmm. This is as of yesterday. Jamal Osborne, a Texas woman who filmed her husband's death after being shot by his ex-wife's boyfriend, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the gunman. Kyle Carruth, C-A-R-R-U-T-H, Carruth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kyle Carruth fatally shot Chad Reed on November 5th during a visitation, an argument in front of Carruth's home in Lubbock, whatever. Chad's wife, Jennifer Reed, caught it all on video. She says her husband was murdered, which is true. Carruth says he shot Chad in self-defense. That was a lie. Jennifer is blaming Carruth for delinquency, civil assault, purposeful infliction of emotional discomfort and negligence, and is pursuing a $50 million lawsuit. She is suing Carruth and his corporation, Virtual Development LLC, as defendants, as the LLC is listed in the residency. So she's going after everything this guy's got, which rightfully so, because that was flat out murder.
Oh, most definitely.
There was no reason to grab the weapon. He wasn't throwing shit, breaking shit. He wasn't yelling. He was speaking aggressively, but he was telling her. And if the verbiage he says, "I'm gonna subpoena you. I'm gonna subpoena her. I'm gonna subpoena him," and was saying their names. But he was legitimately like, "Yo, I'm doing this the right way because you're fucking around. My son's supposed to be here at 3:15. You can see him, spend all the time you want with him before 3:15. At 3:15, it's my time. Where's my son? It is 3:15. And, you know, of course, she's, you know, waiting him, coming up with whatever bullshit explanation or reason she wanted to come up with. But he wasn't going for it. And the fact that he was actually saying, "Listen, I'm calling the lawyers. I'm going to the judge. This is what we're doing." He was doing everything the right way. For the other dude to just be like, "Nah, fuck that." He wanted to see whose dick was bigger and went into the house to get a shotgun and came out with the shotgun. And now he got aggressive and he was like, "Yo, you motherfucker, you better use it." You know? And if you saw, he even discharged it trying to intimidate him.
Yeah.
Bro, like everything about that.
And people were trying to claim Castle dropped him.
No.
I was like, you can't use Castle Drockton if the man's already on the property and he's supposed to be on your property to pick up his son.
Mm-hmm. It's a pre-arranged time, that this was a set time that you knew I was going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like the that's why I said, you know, in my opinion, you know, this is based off of emotion. The mom should have been held accountable. For the simple fact that she is the reason that child was there.
She won't be, but I'm not against you saying that she's not responsible either. You know,
mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we all know she's not about to face any charges whatsoever or it being any kind of legality or in whatever. In fact, she's going to even be given a victim card because now she's a single parent now. You know what I'm saying? She'll be given a victim card. But like I said, more so over, my sympathy goes to not only just the wife of the man that was shot, because that she was married to him at the time, you know.
And, you know, she didn't grasp what had just happened.
Right. You can see in the video that she panicked and lure came in like 10 seconds after.
Yeah, so after she was like, "Holy shit, you actually shot him." Yeah,
she
saw it,
and then she walked up, and then that's when she actually saw his body, she went into fucked up mode. That's when you heard the distress. But yeah, more so over, I think the child is about to be just the rest of his life. Rest of his life is.
And the fact that the video is out there, like he could look it up anywhere. Uh-huh. And even if they take it down, he could still find it somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on fucking like, what's it called?
It's out there. It's out there. World Star, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be somewhere.
Yep.
With a video that heard, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a train wreck. Everyone was going to love to see it.
So I was just reading the update. I was giving him the update. The wife is suing the man and his company because the company is listed at the residency. So the house is used as the center base of the LLC he owns. What's the kind of logistics virtual company or something? But she's suing him and the company for $50 million.
Jeez.
On top of, you know, on top of whatever charges are brought up against them. So I'm trying to follow it because apparently
what just state happened. Was it this?
November 5th.
Texas.
Yeah, it happened November 5th. So like I said, I'm trying to keep up and find out what's going on with it because I am curious to find out what happens.
My guess, I don't know if she might win the case, but at least it's just a civil case.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like it, you know, it can't be any criminal charges.
Yeah, notice we'll it. See. We'll see.
It's only a civil case of like,
hey. Right, right. Yeah, well, because she can't file criminal charges.
No.
So even though I believe that he should be brought up on criminal charges because nothing about what he did was self-defense, even though that's not what he's claiming in the civil suit, he's claiming self-defense. And it's like, no action that man took required you to go in a house and get a shotgun.
That's like when people were saying
he did it within his property, though.
Doesn't matter. There was no reason.
Yeah, the castle doctrine completely goes out the window because
now we're not saying you can't have the shotgun. You're right, but the fact that you got it in lieu of intimidation and then you discharged it to increase intimidation. None of the intimidation.
Had it been, how can I say it? How can had it been? The shotgun was already out. Mm-hmm. He had come at him in a fucking forceful manner. It would have been different.
Even if he yelled at him or assaulted him or something, but he
came back out as aggressor.
Right. The shotgun was not in play. He retreated into the house to retrieve it for no reason. Because when he did it, the guy was talking legal action. And during the video, he was saying, he told the child's mother, I'm going to subpoena you. I'm going to subpoena him. I'm going to subpoena her because at 3:15, my son needs to be here. My time starts at 3:15. Where's my son? And then the guy exited with the shotgun.
Uh-huh.
So there was no, he wasn't threatening. He didn't say, I'm about to fuck you up. I'm going to beat your ass. He didn't say nothing like that. He was talking about, we're going to court. I'm going to subpoena everybody. And a guy came out with a shotgun.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that one.
All of this should be part of the show.
It's kind of like that that one girl, the one that went into the house, came back outside with a knife. You know what I'm talking about?
With the fight, with the fight, and she stabbed like three people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Was she like 15 years old, and she was coming outside to like stab that girl?
Uh huh.
And the cop shot her.
Yeah.
And people were upset about it. It's like she didn't have the knife before. She ran inside.
Right, right, right. So it's fucked up that she got shot. Yes. However, you brought it upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You brought it upon
yourself. Everybody is like, oh, you could have. And the thing that pissed me off was people were like, oh, he could have used a taser. I was like, you ever been tased?
Well,
maybe use the taser.
The thing about it is I get what they're saying. Yes, that could have been a course of action. Yes. However, your first course is not to use non-lethal force when there's a lethal weapon being used against you. Number one. Mm-hmm. But number two, the fact that she tried to say, oh, well, it was self-defense because it was more of them than me. You were able to go in the house first. Lock the door. You made it into your house. Lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
it's that with a knife,
but yeah. Whether you're considered being a bitch or whatever, you're in the house. You're safe now. The threat's over. Mm-hmm. Threat's over. You can't go into retreat and come back with full. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Everybody becomes a lawyer until they actually.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I had told people, I was like, unless you've actually been tased, understand an actual taser, because I mean, I had to use one when I was in the military.
Did you get tased? Honestly, okay, I'm asking because we had to get tased in the police force. We had to get tased. I got beat. Well, you know what?
So
because I got that, bean bag round.
So anything that you were going to carry on your person,
we had
a security guard at the gate. Uh-huh. Because when you're at the gate or whatever, you have to carry. If you're an NCO like me, you have to carry a 9mm. You have to carry a bear mace and you have to carry a taser. Mm-hmm. So you had to get bear maced. You had to get tased, and then you had to get the bean bag.
Yeah, yeah,
bro, the bear mace and the taser.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my ex, it was a cop. She used to joke around and pop the taser right next to me. I jump.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, and you have to get the proper spread. If you don't get the proper spread, it's not going to work. Yeah, if you have somebody that's hopped up on like opiates or like drugs, that shit may not fucking work.
Yeah.
If they're adrenaline.
There's different variations of it. Yeah. Different
yeah.
There's on general rules, 7 out of 10 times, it's going to stop the assailant. Yes.
Yeah.
But there are those occasions where it don't do shit and you just piss somebody off further.
Like that one, what was it? The one black dude or whatever, where the girl deployed the taser and he was just like, fucking bring it, bitch. And it was like, he didn't stop. He didn't fucking stop. Use another one. They tased him 3 fucking times and he didn't stop.
You see the one, there was this one where this one guy, this, I want to say he looked Mexican, but he got tased twice. And when they tased him, he stopped. It stopped him, but he didn't go down. He just like jerked a second, like, and then kept on pushing. And they're like, whoa, wait a minute. This is, do it again. He's again, and they kept on walking through. And they're like, oh shit, this is not okay.
I seen a video. I think one dude, he was like more turned on when he got tased.
You talking about the one right in the middle of the street?
You like, oh.
There was one guy that was like, bring it, and they tased him, and he just like it hit his chest, like it got a good spread, and he just fucking knocked it down. He's like, what, bitch? And I was like, yeah, that guy's not gonna go down.
See, and then, and people don't know, like, pulling those fucking studs out hurt. That shit hurts. I don't know how people just pull it out of themselves. Like, it's like almost, it's like fish hook. Like, you gotta walk it out right. That shit hurts.
And then the whole bear mace thing was you had to be bear mace. So you have to stand there with your eyes open. And if you close your eyes, somebody's going to come and open up your eyes for you. They bear mace you. And then you have to go through an obstacle course where you got to like fight people off and stuff like that.
Oh, shit. You know, I've seen that where you got to give commands. You got to hit people. You got to walk. I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
You got to like fucking give some knee kicks. You got to take the baton or whatever. And it was like, yo, I'm not an MP. Like, I'm not a fucking cop. Like, I don't want to do this shit.
We didn't have to do that. We got fucking maced. And then it's just like, all right, sit there 30 seconds. And, you know, of course, you're like, ooh, like, don't touch your eyes. Don't grab your eyes. Because everyone's first reaction is eyes, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, don't do it. Make it worse. Don't do it. And you got to sit there and take it. And then, all right, wash it out. And then go to the wash station.
I had a soldier. I told him, I was like, you probably mutated because he was from Japan.
Uh-huh.
The bear mace nor the CS gas did shit to him.
Nothing.
I was like, your family members are survivors of fucking Little Man and Fat Boy, huh?
No, but you know, but shit like that is just, their sinus canals are just created differently. It doesn't affect them, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it is. Your sinus canals are just formed differently, whether they're not connected correctly to the your sphincter or something, but it's just something ain't connected, right?
And I remember I walked out of the gas chamber and I'm looking at him. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And he's like, I'm Japanese. And he kept on walking. I was like, motherfucker, you can make that joke, but I can't, right? And I'm
right. All right, y'all ready to get started?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've been fucking talking shit. I guess Kobe ain't gonna make it. Shit, we should have done this yesterday. Oh, no, because most of couldn't make it.
I was.
Okay, all right, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, fuck you. I don't know how productive I'm gonna be this episode. I really don't. I'll try my best, but I'm like really hurting. I'm in a lot of pain today, so we'll see. All right,
so we're gonna do one this weekend and then two next weekend.
Yeah, let's just do one today because I don't have very long in me. I really don't.
That's cool.
It's all good.
All right, you ready?
Fucking Mo said almost there. Gotta clean the ceiling.
Yo, I got the perfect video to play for Mo when he gets back too, yo. Oh, y'all see the video I posted about truck gas prices and shit?
No,
which one?
This one.
Oh no, gas prices are so high and I drive a big old truck. I mean, fuck, I made the bad decision. I'm gonna live with my consequences.
Oh, here goes one.
Roses are red, my wheels are black. Come here, little mama, let me blow out your back.
And it's so true because my wheels are black.
So he's standing up, taking his shirt off, flexing at the U.S. Marshal, Air Marshal.
Still tell you that. You's a bitch, and I fight for black people. And I'm going to tell you what the is. You got to lock me up, because I beat your ass.
So he's talking to the Air Marshal right there, saying, I'm going to beat your ass. You got to lock me up. Got his shirt off, flexing him, all like nose to nose, all right? Threatening the shit out of him. Listen to what happens to his ass 5 seconds later.
Help! Help!
They will cover your mouth and you
can die. Be quiet.
Help! Help! Help!
What is going on?
Look, man. when it comes to law enforcement, I don't give a fuck about the locals, but when you're fucking with federal dudes, they don't fuck around, bro.
But like, here's my thing. You're on an airplane. What the fuck are you gonna do? Where are you gonna go? You're on an airplane.
U.S. Marshals and Air Marshals, man, they don't fuck around. Like, I've had a run-in with the U.S. Marshal.
Say this, okay? Let's say he beats his ass, right? He beats the U.S. Air Marshal's ass. Whatever, you know, flexes on him, has the whole plane scared, you know, does his thing. He bossed up in the airplane, right?
When you get off the plane.
That's what I'm saying. The plane's got to land. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go?
Yes.
Like, do we not think this all the way through?
Man, never do.
Like, never and not do. Bro, bro, 9/11 really happened. Like, there are laws. Like, you are about to be a terrorist the rest of your life.
Sorry,
like, what are we thinking? And listen, this is not about the conspiracy theorists. 9/11 was an inside job and it didn't really happen. And da, 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 da. Listen, I don't care what you believe. The World Trade Center's planes literally flew into them and the buildings fucking crumbled. People died.
Yeah.
All right. I don't care how it happened. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you cannot act the ass on the fucking airplane no more.
And because, you know, take it a step further, all of the main law enforcement departments, they set laws for, well, I'm sorry, I should have said that first. Ever since that 9/11 debacle, they created laws for all the main law enforcement departments to work together. So if you run from a U.S. Marshal,
it's a rap
another
for
you, another de- there, you got literally at least five other departments that's going to be after at least.
But
at
but
the
not
same
just
time,
that. Not just that people underestimate U.S. Marshals. OK. That's all the U.S. Marshals really, truly do is hunt people down. That's what they're built on. That's what the fuck they do. You got FBI and the CIA and the ATF, and they have their resources and whatever, whatever. When they can't find people, do you know who they call?
U.S. Marshals.
The fucking U.S. Marshals.
They like, all.
Why are you fucking with U.S. Marshals, bro?
When I was, what's it called? When I matched a description one time, I got rolled up.
Simba!
I got rolled on. By U.S. Marshals, FBI, DEA, ATF, every single fucking one of them. Guess who put hands on me? U.S. Marshals.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because after they apologized, I was like, bro, like you could have just asked me for my social, my name, something. Yeah. Like these niggas did not give a fuck, bro. Like they didn't care. Nope. They didn't even ask me, like, do you want one or two handcuffs?
Yep.
It just took my ass down. I got tased, everything.
They saw how you look. They were like, they saw the cop diesel. They were like, nah.
I imagine.
The thing is, that nigga was cock diesel.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
I think, Vu, correct me if I'm wrong, you're probably the size, because you're bigger than I am in muscle tone, but I think I'm bigger than you in body mass. So I think that...
265 now? Yeah.
You're 265?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you got me by 10 pounds then. See, okay. So I think that... that answers my question. You're at the point now where you need two pair of handcuffs to cuff you, right?
Yeah.
I'm the size where they got to put one handcuff on one hand, one handcuff on the other hand, and then.
And I feel like, for some reason, once you get to a level where you're like a U.S. Marshal, it's like you automatically take like the fucking mushroom from fucking Mario and you grow. Like these niggas are big. They're all big.
Yeah.
They're all muscular. Like it's like, what do you fucking do? Just fucking take a trembolone sandwich,
bro.
All
fucking day, bitch. They get paid for that shit. That's what they get paid to do.
You ever seen Captain America? That's what happens.
Hey, he's right. That is America's ass. Yes.
They become U.S. Marshals and get in the capsule. Hey, get in the capsule.
Man, officially a U.S. Marshal now.
There you go. Yeah.
Man.
All right, y'all. Y'all ready to get started? Let's do this. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
$20 ain't going to buy shit. Ungrateful ass motherfuckers.
Right.
You take what you can fucking get because you ain't owed shit and just go with it.
Hell yeah!
I'm trying to figure out that sandwich cat.
Oh man.
speaking of which, I gotta put my pizza to make. Hold on.
It's a steak burger with bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapenos, ketchup, mayo.
From where?
Onions from east of Chicago.
Oh.
All on a toasted pretzel bun.
Let me see the pretzel bun.
Yes, please.
I gotta see a pretzel bun.
Oh my god, yes, please.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's nice and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
So is it crunch outside then soft on the inside for the bread? Yes,
yeah.
Oh, that's it right there.
Oh my god.
Hold on. Oh fuck.
Bro, I can't imagine, man.
Not that shit that Wendy's give you sometimes. He's sitting there. What the fuck? Is this even pretzel? Like, what the fuck is this shit? If I could put some Ritz crackers together or something. What the fuck is this?
I started recording the next episode. Let me hold on. Let me put this timer on. All right.
It's Simba!
That wasn't even a growl. That was an exhale.
That was him trying to get more oxygen. So he
I was trying to live.
You fucking right, bro. You motherfucking right. Cause boy, I don't know why I'm so comfortable in this position.
Do you, baby boo?
I just put my feet on the bed, and I don't know.
Yo, so when I went up there to get my food, you know who brought the greedy ass in here with me?
Who? Manito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His ass sitting down right here, right now, just staring at me the whole time.
Just staring at you.
Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, we got food? No, nigga, I got food."
That boy Cass said, you saying we a lot. Oh, you speak French now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to do my parents. I used to walk up there and just talk about shit. Like, today at school, I seen a ghost and it was just running around the boy. You want some of this food? Yeah, I want some. Yeah. Let me get a piece of that right quick. Give me a piece of chicken, some fries or something, man.
I'll give you a bite.
Be coming from that. Go out for a late night snack at Coney. And they thought I was asleep. I'm like, nope. I wake up, you know, I had a nightmare. But you know.
Really, here's one of the last bite of that chili cheese fries. The last three scoops.
boy, my daddy, boy, get your ass out of here.
Yo, those be the best ones when it's just one fry and a bunch of chili and cheese.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scraped.
That's some Detroit shit. They don't know about that.
Man.
That shit sound good as hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to get you out to Detroit and take it to a fucking Coney Island, bro.
Yeah, real one. Not every Coney Island that says Coney Island is Coney Island.
A real Coney Island.
I don't even know what Coney Island is.
That's what I'm saying. We got to get you to Detroit. It's a Detroit thing. Mm-hmm. We got to get you to Detroit and take you to a Coney Island.
that sounds bling bling.
Look, Mo's going to walk in there. What would you want? The left side of the menu.
No. What would you want? Yes.
what would you like? Yes, please.
Excuse me? You heard what I said. I said what I said.
Yes.
I stand by my statement.
You heard, man. Get to getting.
Any city I go to, I want to know the taste of that city. Like, yeah,
you definitely got to get, when you come to Detroit, you got to get the a Coney Island. We'll take it to a legit Coney Island.
Mm.
And then you also have to get the corned beef egg rolls.
Corn beef egg rolls,
bro. I said what I said.
Yes. Corn beef.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
What?
You heard what I said.
I'm back.
Oh my god.
Yes. No, matter of fact, watch. I bet you, I guarantee you, Vu gonna be interested in it too. Watch.
What's up,
Vu? We gotta get you out here to Detroit. That's what we gotta do. We gotta get you and Mo out here to Detroit. Okay.
Uh huh.
And we gotta get y'all to a Coney Island. Okay, a legitimate Coney Island, because I know y'all probably never had that before. And then also, we got to get y'all some corned beef egg rolls.
Okay.
Sound good to you?
I gotta go out there anyways, because I gotta go to Chicago to go fucking pour some of my pop's ashes off of Lake Michigan. Oh, he used to go fish there all the time.
In Chicago or just Lake Michigan?
He used to fish off of Lake Michigan, so I wanted to go pour some out there.
Okay, because like, you know Lake Michigan, it touches Michigan and Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He used to be on the Illinois side.
Okay. Are we doing an unboxing?
It's a hat. You remember
that? I mean, that's not really what we were asking here.
Sure. And you remember who Mike Piazza was? You remember who that was?
No, I have no idea.
Really?
No, I know the fuck Mike Piazza.
Look, man, I don't fucking know. Big Bo might not know who Mike Piazza is.
I don't like this guy right now. I didn't like Mo last episode. Now I don't like you this episode.
Well, they did a hat to commemorate Mike Piazza, or two hats actually, and I had to get one of them. I could only get one of them because they were fucking limited. That's a fucking dope ass hat.
So I was about to lie to y'all right now. I was about to be like, "Yo, when I get my shoes, I'll do an unboxing on the podcast too." I'm lying. I'm gonna open that shit before the podcast. The day they come here, I'm gonna open that shit.
Oh, little nice. Strawberry.
Yeah, with the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
Hell yeah. I'm so, this is nice. I'm glad I bought it. I didn't know if I was going to like the color.
Is that khaki?
Yeah, it's khaki. Okay. So I can wear it with my Dickies.
Yeah, I like it.
I wear my Dickies. It's funny because I had a friend of mine be like, oh, it always seems like you just have something to match your hat. So I was like, because I start with my hat. Then I match everything. Isn't that the point? Yeah, exactly. I was like, I start with the hat and then go from there. I was like, I've actually diluted what I wear a little bit when it comes to like clothing just to go with the hat. Now, shoes off the wall. We can go off the wall.
Yeah.
You said a Coney Island?
Yeah, Coney Island. See, you don't know what Coney Island is, do you?
No, what is it?
Yeah, see, it's a restaurant. It's a type of restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then have you ever had a corned beef egg roll?
No.
I see. That's Detroit shit.
Is it like corned beef? It's like corned beef hash and a fucking egg roll?
With the cabbage in it too. Cabbage and cheese.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
That's fucking amazing. It's ass amazing.
It sounds fantastic.
This
if it's food, I'm in.
this motherfucker won't leave me alone now. I gave him a little piece of burger.
He like, hey, dog.
Him. You already know what time it is, bro.
Hey, you got some more? You got some more? Man, you got some more? Yo, that you do you remember that video that went viral back in the day where it's like the guy's talking to his dog? And he's like, I had some bacon. And he's like, Oh yeah.
Then I give it to the kid.
Yeah.
I could do that with Manito. Manito would let me do that. But I gotta talk to him in Spanish though, because he doesn't know English.
Yo, I fucking die when there's a video out there where this black dude bought a dog from a bunch of fucking Mexican fucking breeders. Mm-hmm. The dog only knew Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So he told him to sit, and the dog's just staring at him like, yo, what the fuck are you saying? He's like, siéntate. The fucking dog sat.
Oh, my God.
Manito, ¿qué te quieres, man? What the fuck, bro?
Manito! Manito!
Bájate ya.
He's so cute.
See, that's my boy.
He's so cute.
Watch. Miss my dog. Súbete. Órale, manito. Ay, qué bueno, perro, manito. Mira qué rico mi perrito, manito. ¿Verdad? Qué chulo.
Is it just full pit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Blue nose, red nose, right?
Red nose, yep.
Yeah.
Ya, bájate, vete.
Say hi, bitch. I'm out.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
Yep. It's my boy. It's my buddy. All right, let's get started. Y'all ready?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yep. I feel like my voice is getting a little better now that I've been drinking and I ate.
Same. You know, I'm out here getting...
don't fucking start.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I got it from the bakery.
He's about to have that white shit all over his mouth.
Hey, cookies and cream, baby.
Oh.
They creamed all over my face. Oh, oh,
cookies and cookies and cream.
Yeah, and his cookies and cream filling too.
Oh,
he's motherfuckers. Oh, all right, y'all. Get this shit queued up. All right, y'all. Y'all ready?
God damn.
I was like,
God damn.